Welcome to the DIDX.net sponsored audio podcast channel with innovators and ideas and people and companies in the telecommunications and IP communications industry. Today is September 10th, 2012. I'm Suzanne Bowen and I'm interviewing Jason Tapplesy. He's the president of VoIP Innovations and he's the co-owner of ABG Capital. He'll tell us more about that in a moment. Their company is a wholesale VoIP origination and termination carrier for like around 1,000 ISPs, hosted PBX providers, and so forth. They specialize in providing a pretty large DID and termination VoIP footprint in North America. And their network includes over 5,000 DIDs in stock and over 8,500 rate centers in the U.S. and Canada. They've expanded quite a bit, and I'm sure he's going to share some about that. But what I was really excited about today, Jason, is when I was researching your company online, DIDX is an Inc.com 500, 5,000 application partner, and I was studying the winners for 2012 and noticed that VoIP Innovations is listed in the Inc. magazine's 31st annual list of America's fastest growing private companies. In fact, it ranks number 744 on its 2012 annual, the Inc.com 500, 5,000 list, number 16 in the telecommunications industry. So I just wanted to congratulate you, Jason, and welcome. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, no problem, Suzanne, and thank you for having me on your podcast. And we were excited to hear about the Inc. 500, 5,000 as an owner of ABG Capital. It's our second company that we are blessed to have on that list, and the first one being Global Pops a few years back. And we started VoIP Innovations as a wholesale VoIP origination and termination provider. And we geared that product set around the smaller regional ITSPs or internet telephony service providers and other resellers. This year, we had some tremendous growth over the past couple of years. So this year, we decided to submit an application at Inc. 500, 5,000, and we're pretty surprised at where we ranked. So we were very honored to be on that list, and we look forward to being on it, in the years to come.
Wow. Well, you sound pretty modest about such a great accomplishment. Would you tell us a little bit about VoIP Innovations? I do recall Global Pops. I remember that name. I remember when the name VoIP Innovations started coming onto the scene. But, I'd love to hear more about you guys.
Well, VoIP Innovations, we basically built a system where we aggregate larger carriers. Usually when you buy from larger carriers, they want commitments to get better pricing. A lot of the smaller guys out there, they don't want to commit or they don't have the resources to tie all those carriers together. So what we did was we went out and we used all of our relationships that we had formed through Global Pops, and we approached those same carriers and stitched together a wholesale VoIP network. I think the butter on our bread is our DID or origination footprint. We built a system that allows our customers to purchase DIDs instantaneous by feature, by tier, by pricing, by carrier. And it allows them to choose these numbers in real time, to port numbers in real time. And our goal is really to automate as much as we can. So what we try to do is if it can be done through automation and through our back office, Titanium 3, then that's what we try to do. And so we've built a really nice system that allows ITSPs and resellers to go to one place to get all their services. They don't have to worry about negotiating deals, signing contracts, committing to minimum commitments, monthly commitments, spend limits. So we kind of take all that, put it together into one ubiquitous network and give them a good price, good quality service. And hopefully we're their single source solution provider.
It's pretty impressive. Now, you've given us kind of an introduction to the products and services that VoIP Innovations provides. Maybe, go a little bit more into detail.
So along with the wholesale origination and DIDs that we push, we also, as you mentioned earlier, we sell wholesale termination. That's a whole other animal in itself. And with the recent industry changes, termination has been very volatile. So for that product set itself, or service, we've actually built an LCR program, management program, least cost routing program to help us manage that. And along with those two primary sets of services, we also ventured into the wholesale 911, E911. And what we do there is we allow anybody that purchases numbers, DIDs, numbers, telephone numbers through us to register 911. And not only can they register on that 911, which is DIDs that are on our network, but they can also register off-net. So if they're buying from another carrier, they have the ability to use us as their 911 provider. Along with the 911, the origination, the termination, the DIDs, we provide wholesale CNAM, T38 or faxing solutions, and like we said earlier, the whole back office solutions. So that in itself kind of goes to, back towards providing that reseller, the ITSP, with all the services they need at one place without having to manage multiple vendors.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned E911. I know personally, you know, I've been involved in telecommunications industry for the past 15 years. And I do know that, for example, when DIDs or voice over IP is being purchased by businesses and smaller ITSPs, carriers and so forth, if there is not any E911 available, that can be a sales stopper. But you guys have covered that. That is such an issue today. And I think that's really cool that you're making that available.
Absolutely. If you're going to sell to the retail, which we sell to, we wholesale to resellers and ITSPs, other types of resellers, you don't necessarily have to package in the 911. But the person that's reselling it to the end user, they're required by law to have to provide 911 services. Even if the end user does not register 911, there's a thing called rogue 911 calls. If that end user actually dials 911, whether it's registered or not, that reseller or that ITSP is liable to complete that call. So, and that's why we figured if we added that to our product and services, it was one less thing the ITSP or the reseller, our customer, had to worry about.
We talked a little bit about the target markets. They are internet telephony service providers, hosted PBX providers, call centers, calling card providers, carriers. I was wondering, have you noticed any interesting trends in those areas where you get most of the types of companies that are coming to you as time goes on?
When we started VoIP Innovations, it was very difficult, and we were trying to be a wholesaler in a market that wasn't developed and didn't have a wholesale market. So the customers I sell to, they actually were buying from who I was buying from. And as the market developed, the upstream providers, the ILEX and CLEX, started charging minimums and dealing less with the reseller and the ITSPs. So as the industry grew, a market kind of emerged for people like VoIP Innovations. And what we found is that there's a tremendous amount of ITSPs, internet telephony service providers, as we said earlier, and they're much like back in the early 90s when ISPs were around, internet service providers. And now we see a lot of these regional mom-and-pop ITSPs popping up all over the place, and we've seen tremendous growth there. Now, we've also seen tremendous growth in the call center and predictive dialer arenas as well, especially this time of year in predictive dialer. With all the campaigns going on, the presidential campaigns, we've seen tremendous supply and demand problems there. There's a ton of demand and there's very little supply, and we've seen the market react that way. And then as well as on the termination side, we've seen a lot of changes there as well. It seems to be over the past 18 months, we saw a race to the bottom as far as cost and pricing. And over the past 4 months, Verizon has sort of exited the game by raising their rates pretty substantially, which has changed the market. And now the prices are going the exact opposite. So the termination game has become very competitive, which has made it very difficult to package that up and provide a solid, stable product.
So maybe not everybody knows why, for example, Verizon raised their rates like they did. Would you let us in on that a bit?
Well, you know, from what I've read and been told and people I've spoken with in the industry, you know, it looks like what kind of started all this was when a company called Synapsis Global had some issues and lost a legal case against Verizon. And when that happened, Synapsis Global folded. Well, they were a main cog in the wheel to provide termination services to people like VoIP Innovations, other CLECs, and other resellers. And when that happened, it kind of shook the proverbial termination tree, and Verizon started looking internally at their own termination, SIP termination, VoIP termination, and realized that they were actually losing money. So much so that they actually, instead of just releasing new rates, they released new rates on a two-stage process, and they also cut the routes, which caused the termination game to change a lot. The routes that were once available and were very cheap were now hard to get and were very expensive. And as we mentioned earlier, in the past, we saw rates screaming towards the bottom. And when this all happened, we hit the bottom of the barrel, and termination rates started heading the other way. And so that being said, you know, that caused a big commotion in the industry. And from where we sit, we understand that that's what we deal with. But the people I sell to, the resellers and ITSPs, it takes them by surprise. They're not used to that kind of volatility. And this is a commodity-based product, much like gasoline. You know, we wouldn't be shocked if the price of gas tomorrow changed from today. That's the way it is, and we all understand that. And in telecommunications, especially on SIP termination or wholesale termination, what they call least cost routing, you have a lot of volatility and a lot of changing. And with the recent events with Verizon and Synapsis Global, you had a lot of volatility, which seemed to shake up the market of the ITSP. You know, they're wondering why the rates are being raised, and you try to explain to them it's more of like a commodity, and, you know, it's tough to keep customers there. So point to all this is that we're very in tune with the market. We react quickly to the market, which sometimes hurts our product set because our competitors are lagging behind. They react when they get their cost of goods at the end of the month, and they say, wow, we didn't have very good margins. We better raise our rates. And so it's been a bumpy ride over the past 6 months. However, I think it's starting to settle down, and I really think you're going to see VoIP termination rates start to equal a little bit more of what the traditional long-distance rates that you used to buy through traditional telephony.
Okay.
They're going to start to equal out.
You've shared some thoughts here on, you know, what's happening in the past, what's happening right now, and the potential trends. But, you know, for example, everybody has a mobile phone now, and there's so much talk about mobile and its relationship to communications. And I was wondering your thoughts on mobile and communication trends.
Yeah, that's one of those tough questions. We kick around adding SMS capabilities to our DIDs, and you know, we don't at this point quite see, although we know the trend is going towards SMS and more towards mobility. However, it's not quite there yet. It almost reminds me of when we first started VoIP Innovations, and we were a little bit ahead of the wholesale aggregation game. The SMS, I see whenever 4G becomes more prevalent, it becomes a larger footprint. You're going to start to see people using their mobile phones and voice applications more and more. Matter of fact, I saw an interesting stat the other day that said that in the last year, voicemails decreased by 10%. And they're looking at that to keep going that direction because of the mobility, mobile phone, SMS, emails, things of that nature. So it's moving that direction. I think it's going a little bit slow, and I think it's going to all be tied directly to the whole 4G movement.
Mm. And which brings me to a thought. IT Expo West, your company, and some companies that I work with will be at IT Expo West. You guys will be at booth 713. And DIDX will be at, I believe, 227. But there's also a mobility tech zone component. It's also called 4G Wireless Evolution. I would say over 50% of what's happening at IT Expo is somehow mobile related, but there's a huge VoIP contingency. Lots of businesses will be there to try to find, you know, the best deals, the best benefits and features and all. What do we have to look forward to, in your opinion, at that conference and expo, and what will VoIP Innovations be doing?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of what you mentioned there, a lot of the mobile providers, mobile vendors are going to be there. You're going to see a lot of voice over IP as well. And, you know, I always say, I tell anybody I talk to about the IT Expo, if you want to get a good idea of what our industry looks like in four walls, go to the IT Expo, because you're going to meet companies like VoIP Innovations. You're going to meet companies that sell to retailers. You're going to find SMS and mobile products, VoIP products. It is really a good gauge, and we've been attending it for years, probably going on 8 years, and we've seen it grow. And what we're going to be focusing on is we have a new private label service offering that we're going to be launching. And essentially what this is we have customers that we target that want to buy from VoIP Innovations, but they'll say, well, we don't have a switch or a billing system. We don't have any of this, but we really want to take advantage of the voice over IP industry. It's growing. And so what we've done is built a brandable, turnkey, private label VoIP solution that provides somebody with their own back office, switch, billing system, merchant account. They pick the pricing. They put their logo up on it. It looks and feels just like them. It's fully automated. There's very little management or to maintain it. And we did that on purpose. We know these people aren't technology or telecommunications experts. There's somebody who wants to take advantage of the industry. So that's what we're going to be showcasing there, along with obviously our wholesale VoIP Innovations products, the origination termination. And we have a couple fun things planned as well. So you have to check out the unveiling of the new Cruising Kohler Chopper, which we'll have there on display.
Oh, cool.
And so that'll be fun. And we look forward to seeing all of our friends and industry contacts.
Yeah, I have to agree. IT Expo has always been a definite business development. I mean, you just cannot help but it to happen. It's a highly charged feeling when you walk into the front door. Everyone is talking. No one, I always feel really welcome. I feel like I'm coming back to this huge family reunion, and I have new brothers and sisters all over the place every single time.
You know, it's funny. I think the same thing. I say that all the time. You know, it's become a comfort. You know, I get there, you see the same people are there. And in our industry, it's, you know, everybody buys from who they sell to and sell to who they buy from. So it's a very, I guess, close industry. And you know, we really enjoy it. And Austin's a great city. We look forward to going to Austin and yeah, maybe going down to 6th Street.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And I believe that the IT Expo is taking place October 2nd through 5th, if you include even the pre-conference day.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, they'll have some speakers, and I think the actual conference is the 3rd and the 4th, or the 3rd right. through the 5th, I believe.
Right. So there's a lot to look forward to. So, again, I mentioned that VoIP Innovations, they have the booth at 713. You heard about some exciting announcements that they have, like, for example, launching the private label service turnkey with everything that you need to start your own IP communications business. And I just feel pretty lucky that I had this opportunity to have Mr. Tapsai let me interview and record it so that others can listen in and perhaps meet us at IT Expo and get in touch with VoIP Innovation.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you having us, and we look forward to meeting you at the IT Expo. And like I said, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.